It's less than a month until the first votes will be cast in the presidential primary campaign, with the early contests in Iowa and New Hampshire. New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen is a staunch supporter of Hillary Clinton's bid. In September, she endorsed the former senator and secretary of state. Clinton won in New Hampshire in 2008, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is right next door and popular in the state. Shaheen is one of the Clinton campaign's most stalwart spokespeople. With the polls tightening in Iowa and New Hampshire, Senator Shaheen discusses the race.
Well, listen, I think this is a close race, and I think it was always going to be a close race because a lot of Americans are frustrated about what's happening in politics. They want to see somebody who can bring people together. I think that's one of the things Hillary can do. She understands how the process works, and she can get along with people on both sides of the aisle. She showed that as a senator, as a first lady, as the secretary of state. But this election was never going to be handed to her or to anybody, nor should it be. She's going to fight for the nomination, and she's not going to give up, and I have every confidence that her fight is going to allow us to win in New Hampshire, to win in Iowa, and to continue on until she gets the nomination.
We've seen abrasiveness on the Republican primary campaign, and people have compared it to the Democratic campaign being much more amicable. Yet, of late, Secretary Clinton has been, if you read the press, attacking Bernie Sanders' policies and such. Why now? Why is the Clinton campaign deciding to, as I said, you know, some of the headlines are saying attacking Bernie Sanders?
Well, I wouldn't call it attacking, and I would point out that Bernie Sanders has been doing this too, as has Martin O'Malley. Throughout this whole campaign, what they're doing is pointing out the policy differences that exist between them. And I think that's going to happen in a campaign. We should expect that. But it certainly is not going to get personal as we've seen on the Republican side. So I expect the continued effort to point out the differences because that's what elections are about. They're about showing the differences between candidates and where they stand on what they would do as president of this country.
Has Secretary Clinton modified any of her policies in response to voter reaction to either Bernie Sanders or Martin O'Malley?
You know, what I would say, having watched Secretary Clinton throughout this campaign in New Hampshire, is that she has raised issues based on what she's heard from the public, from voters in New Hampshire. For example, one of the issues that's come up in this campaign that I think nobody expected at the start is the opioid and heroin abuse and the epidemic that we're seeing in New Hampshire and other states around the country. And Hillary heard this in New Hampshire. She heard families and addicts, recovering addicts, talk about the challenges, and so she's responded to that. So again, I think that's what you do in a campaign. You respond to what you hear on the campaign trail. You respond to issues that come up as you go through the campaign.
You know, you've been out campaigning. What's the feel as you're out there talking to the voters?
You know, I think there's a lot of frustration. I think people want to see us work together. And I think there are a lot of people in New Hampshire, particularly Democrats, who are very worried about what we're hearing from Donald Trump and some of the Republican candidates. And they want to see somebody on the Democratic side who can respond, who can beat whoever the Republican nominee is, and make sure that we continue to promote American values that have made this country so great.
According to a Des Moines Register Bloomberg poll released Thursday, Clinton leads Senator Bernie Sanders in Iowa 42-40%. A Monmouth University poll released Tuesday shows Sanders leading Clinton in New Hampshire 53-39%. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.